Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, we have a new lesson today. Let's start it off with a talk about it question. Today's question is, do you play video games? Why or why not?
Okay, well, my relationship with video games is very long. I played a lot with my brothers and sisters when I was growing up, and then before I had kids, I did spend a lot of time playing video games. For many years, I didn't play them at all. But recently, now that my kids are a little older, I enjoy playing things like Mario Kart with them.
Ooh, that is a fun one. Yes, I enjoy playing games as well, even to this day. The person who introduced me to gaming was actually my grandmother.
Oh, interesting. What game was she playing?
She played Age of Empires.
Oh, that's a very cool grandma.
Yeah, she was. Anyways, friends, today we're talking about mental health. Our title is, Are Video Games Good for Mental Health? We'll talk all about that. Let's jump right in.
Are video games good for mental health? Does sitting for hours with that controller help you or hurt you? Lights flash, music plays, and the controller shakes. Video games have become a part of modern life. Kids, teens, and adults spend hours exploring virtual worlds, solving puzzles, or battling enemies online. Does this engaging form of entertainment help or hurt mental health? It seems everyone has an opinion about gaming's risks and benefits.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 先来看名词 controller， 意思是控制器或是操控装置。譬如 ，A faulty controller caused the machine to pause unexpectedly, delaying the project for several hours. 故障的控制器导致机器意外暂停，使专案延误了几个小时。动词 control 是指控制。名词 self-control 是指自制力，例如 developing self-control takes time, especially when someone is trying to change old habits or routines. 培养自制力需要时间，尤其在努力改变旧习惯或固定作息的时候。惯用于 keep something under control， 意思是让某事维持在控制之中，譬如Deep breathing exercises can keep emotions under control during tense or frustrating conversations. 练习深呼吸能帮助人在紧张或令人沮丧的对话中控制住情绪。
All right, friends, you may love playing video games or never play them, but the truth is, it is a very popular hobby, and we're going to talk about its impacts on health.
And we're starting with a question here, friends. We read, does sitting for hours with that controller help you or hurt you? Now, we see that word controller here, but I do want to say we are talking about any kind of video games here. Some video games you might not use a controller for, you might use a keyboard and a mouse or play them on your phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, increasingly, many people who play games just do simple ones on their phone.I feel like this question is easy to answer, though. Sitting for hours can't be good.
No, definitely not. We read on here, lights flash, music plays, and the controller shakes. Video games have become a part of modern life.
Yes, they have. All right, let's talk about this word flash. A flash is a sudden, quick burst of light.
For example, lightning caused a bright flash.
All right.Kids, teens, and adults spend hours exploring virtual worlds, solving puzzles, or battling enemies online.
This sounds very exciting. Let's look at that term we see here, virtual worlds. A virtual world is a computer-made place, and maybe it feels real, or maybe it feels like fantasy, but the point is it only exists in the game.
Yeah, many video games take place in fun virtual worlds. Many movies are also in virtual worlds.
Now, the question again here is, does this engaging form of entertainment help or hurt people's mental health?
Yeah, that's what we're asking today. It seems everyone has an opinion about gaming's risks and benefits.
Everyone has an opinion about everything. If you have an opinion, it means that you hold a personal view about something.
Here's that in a sentence. Everyone has an opinion on politics.
And here we're talking about people having an opinion about gaming's risks and benefits. Now, risks, friends, are the chances of harm or loss.
For example, smoking has health risks. Doing many dangerous things can be called risky.
That's right. So is playing video games risky? Can something bad happen if you play too much or play at all?
Well, that's what we're asking today. The answer is probably yes, somewhat, but there are also benefits.
And we're going to talk about some of those risks and benefits in our lesson today, friends. So don't go anywhere. Let's get on with our next reading right now.
Are video games good for mental health? Some say gaming improves one's focus and problem-solving skills, as well as reduces stress. For many, gaming is a creative and social avenue that brings people together. It can give players a sense of accomplishment and control, which boosts one's mood and motivation. A recent study also found that 88% of adult gamers reported positive benefits, such as feeling more social or relaxed.
Boost 这个动词意思是提升或是增强，比如 drinking a cold smoothie can really boost your energy when you're dragging in the afternoon. 当你下午感到疲惫时，喝一杯冰凉的果昔确实能提升活力。惯用于 boost someone's mood 意思是提振某人的心情，例如 getting a fun message from a friend always boosts my mood when I'm stressed.在压力大的时候，收到朋友的有趣信息，总能让我的心情好起来。Boost 当名词是指改善或是增强，譬如 ，Hearing good news in the morning gave the whole day a nice boost。早上听到好消息，让人一整天都充满活力。
All right, as we're asking these questions today, it's time now for us to talk about some of the benefits associated with gaming.
First, we are looking at two different things here. Some say gaming improves one's focus and problem-solving skills, as well as reduces stress. So let's talk about what this means. What are problem-solving skills?
Well, these are skills that give you the ability to find solutions to difficult problems.
Exactly. So, for example, doing puzzles can help build your problem-solving skills.
Absolutely. And gaming can do that as well. For many, gaming is a creative and social avenue that brings people together.
Okay, so here's another benefit of playing video games. This is a social avenue. An avenue is a way or a path to achieve something.
Here's an example sentence. Education is a great avenue to success. Originally, this word is describing a big road.
Exactly. So you can think of this in your mind, friends, as walking on that road to a specific destination. Here, video games are the avenue that helps you have this social interaction.
Right, because people play these games together. It can give players a sense of accomplishment and control, which boosts one's mood and motivation.
It gives you a sense of accomplishment. This means that you feel proud after achieving something.
For example, finishing the race gave her a sense of accomplishment.
You can get a sense of accomplishment from many different things, whether that's doing well on an assignment at school or work, or accomplishing a personal goal. And playing video games helps you feel a sense of accomplishment about something in a virtual world.
Right. I know sometimes in my life, I felt like I wasn't very successful in my daily life, and just achieving some goal in a game kind of makes you feel a little better.
Yeah, I agree. It can actually boost your mood just doing something or accomplishing something in a little phone game.
Right, even though the game doesn't really matter.
It's not real, it's virtual, but it still helps you feel like you've accomplished something.
All right. A recent study also found that 88% of adult gamers reported positive benefits, such as feeling more social or relaxed.
This is kind of the opposite of what I would think, Garrett, that if an adult is playing a lot of video games, they would be less social.
It is possible. Maybe those people weren't going to be social anyway, but gaming gives them a way to connect with people who are like them.
That's a really great point. And we see this term here for people who do play video games. We refer to them as gamers. They're people who enjoy video games of any type.
For example, gamers compete in online tournaments. Now, with that term, we don't usually use it for people just playing a little game on their phone.
Definitely not. When we talk about a gamer, we're talking about someone who's really into this hobby. It's usually part of their identity or part of what people think of when they think of that person.
Right. So we talked a lot about these different benefits. Games can help you feel relaxed, give you a sense of accomplishment, and even a chance to socialize.
I do think this depends on the type of game that you're playing. You can socialize well on online games where you have a microphone and you can talk to other people, but those type of games aren't always relaxing. There's usually a lot of action involved there. I think of relaxing games when I think of playing something cute on my phone.
Right, or we previously on the show talked about cozy gaming, this new trend that does sound pretty relaxing.
So I guess it depends on what you're trying to accomplish by playing a game. Are you trying to be more social or relax? It just all really depends.
All right, so those are the benefits. Now we're going to talk about the other side of this right after we take our deep dive.
Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Bringing people together. Okay, confession time. I threw a backyard barbecue last summer, thinking it'd be just hot dogs and chit-chat, but somehow neighbors, old classmates, even the mail carrier showed up. Total chaos with laughter and spilled lemonade everywhere. That's the magic of things that bring people together, turning strangers into a giggling group. To bring people together means to unite people for a common purpose, like a party, event, or shared idea. It creates connections and fun vibes. For example, music festivals bring people together from all over the world to dance and sing. Here's another. The charity run brought people together to raise money for sick kids. Let's look at two more phrases. Get together is casual for meeting up. For example, let's get together this weekend for coffee and games. Come together means uniting, often for a goal. For example, the community came together to clean the park after the storm. My barbecue? It brought people together so well, we're planning round two. Who knew ketchup could spark friendships? Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Are video games good for mental health? However, some studies are far from positive. They show the flip side. Some experts say that too much gaming replaces healthy activities like sleep, exercise, and in-person social time. This can lead to gaming disorder. Research also links too much play to lower self-esteem, anxiety, and poor sleep. With billions playing worldwide, understanding how gaming shapes mental health remains important.
Self-esteem, 意思是自尊,自尊心, 譬如, joining the art club significantly improved Mia's self-esteem, helping her feel proud of her creativity and progress. 加入美术社大大提升了Mia的自尊心, 让她为自己的创意与进步感到骄傲。 另一个名词, self-worth是指自我价值, 譬如, support from friends played a huge role in strengthening Kai's self-worth during a difficult year. 在这艰难的一年里, 朋友们的支持在增强Kai的自我价值上发挥了重大作用。 另外, self-confidence则是指自信心, 譬如, practicing her speech many times helped Aisha build the self-confidence she needed to speak on stage. 多次的练习演讲帮助Aisha建立了上台演讲所需的自信心。 And that's all for today's Language Lab. I will see you soon.
You might be saying, gaming is all good. It's my favorite hobby, and it makes me happy. So what would the bad parts or the risks of it be? Let's see what the research shows.
Yes, there have been some studies done to show the positive and negative effects of video games. We read here, some studies are far from positive. What does it mean if something is far from something else?
Well, it could mean that it is far in distance, but that's not what we're talking about here. It means that one thing is not at all like the other thing. They're very different.
Let's use that in a sentence to understand better. You could say someone's story is far from the truth. That means what they're saying is definitely not true.
Right. Okay, so they are far from positive. They show the flip side. Let's talk about that.
The flip side is the opposite of something or a negative aspect of something.
For example, the new product that came out is awesome. On the flip side, it's expensive.
Okay, so these studies are showing the flip side of the positives of playing video games. Some experts say that too much gaming replaces healthy activities like sleep, exercise, and in-person social time.
Okay, so you're not doing those other things and you're playing video games instead. You're not doing those in-person things.
In-person means face-to-face or not online.
For example, we met in person for a cup of coffee and not on video chat.
I can see why this would be true, because I think about the times that I play video games. It's not at work, and for my kids, it's definitely not while they're at school. So they would need to do this, or I would need to do this, in my free time. Now, what I do with my free time can change from day to day, but one of the choices might be exercising or spending time with my family. If I'm choosing to play a video game instead, that's definitely a negative thing.
Yeah, it can be. The important thing is we have a limited amount of time and we need to decide how to use it well.
I think for a lot of younger people as well, they're choosing to play video games instead of sleeping, and that can affect their performance in school the next day. So that's also something to keep an eye out for.
That's a good point. All right, we continue here. This can lead to gaming disorder. Anne-Marie, have you ever heard of this?
I have never heard of gaming disorder, but after I saw the definition, I understand what it's talking about. This is just talking about an addiction to playing video games.
Right. For example, gaming disorder affects many people's daily lives and makes it so they can't concentrate.
And you can be addicted to a lot of different types of things, especially things that bring you a good feeling. And as we read earlier, playing video games can make you feel a sense of accomplishment or help you relax or relieve stress. So I can see why this is an easy thing to get addicted to.
Right. Okay, let's finish up here. Research also links too much play to lower self-esteem, anxiety, and poor sleep.
This makes a lot of sense to me as well. These things would all be affected if you played too much.
Yeah, potentially. If you do it too much with that addiction, but lower self-esteem almost seems opposite from the benefits we talked about of social connection and a sense of accomplishment.
Maybe the lower self-esteem comes if you're not good at playing video games.
That's a good point. So just get better or don't play.
That's true. All right, we have a little bit more to read, friends. With billions playing worldwide, understanding how gaming shapes mental health remains important.
Right. After all, like we said, this is billions of people on Earth. Playing video games is one of the most popular ways for people to spend their time.
And as with many things, if it's becoming more and more popular, there's usually things that are negative that have to do with it, and it's a good thing to discuss so that it can remain a positive thing.
Yeah, so there are risks and benefits associated with this, but it is an important thing to think about. Well, friends, it is time now for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 it seems 加 that 加主词加动词句型，意思是看起来好像如何如何，似乎如何如何，用来描述说话者根据观察、感觉或推测所做的判断。句首的 it 是形式主词，真正的主词是后面的 that 子句。其中 that 可以省略，如果要更便捷，也可以改写为主词加 seems to 加动词。使用这种句型能使语气听起来更客气、婉转，以避免过于武断。来看例句 ：It seems that the new marketing strategy is working effectively， 或是 The new marketing strategy seems to be working effectively。看起来新的行销策略效果显著。
Friends, as we end the first part of this article, I want to talk about a few of the ideas we learned today. Do you have anything to add to what we read, Garrett?
Well, I do enjoy playing some video games, but in the end, it's easy to get sucked in and forget about things that are just more important in life. One good tip could be to focus on those important things first and only use extra time that you have to play games.
Gaming is definitely a nice break from reality, and I think that's really good advice, Garrett. You just have to view gaming as a hobby. It's something you do for fun, like watching TV or reading a book. If that's how you want to choose to use your free time, that's okay. Just make sure you put a limit on it, like you would anything else.
Right, do it in bite-sized bits, not sitting down for hours with that controller in your hands.
Exactly, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about this tomorrow and look at how this might work practically in someone's life, so make sure you come back for that tomorrow.
Right, maybe play a little bit of games while you're waiting for that lesson. And of course, friends, make sure to practice what you're learning in English.
Well, friends, we hope you have enjoyed our lesson today, and make sure you come back for our conversation lesson tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.